Marie was on the beach, and at the same time she was trying to communicate with, she dialed 999 and she got the emergency services, and she was trying to communicate to the ambulance service where she was. Now, Tremor Beach, anybody from outside the area wouldn't really know it, so the ambulance service and the call taker just couldn't get her head around where she was. We looked at the phone when I was in the hospital afterwards. We looked at the phone, and Marie was on the phone to the ambulance services for 7 minutes. Now, 7 minutes in a situation, a traumatic situation like that, it's a long time. And Marie, in the end up, she just says, she's originally from Rossbeg, Marie, so she gave her air code from her home place, which is a few kilometres away, hopefully that when the ambulance would get there, that they would talk to somebody and get directions to the beach. And that's exactly what happened. She rang 999 again and asked for the Coast Guard, and the helicopter 118, they were being dispatched. They were looking for, you know, air code. Look, Marie didn't have an air code of anything near the beach. She didn't have her location settings turned on. They were looking for a ping. They were looking for what, three words. And she just had none of this. The helicopter came over then. It flew past our beach heading for Nairn. When I came back in November, the first thing I'd done was brought in a motion to Donegal County Council, asking them to see if they would look into providing ID numbers or air codes or something for coastal locations, beaches, piers, you know, slipways, you know, they can trip and fall, they could be involved in an incident in the water or whatever. But it's just a code or something that can locate them to a certain area.